Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kersley Sir wrote a piece, and I think it was titled No More. And it sort of fits exactly what I've been saying for a long time, except I've been living this way pretty much my entire life. And by no more, I mean I'm not taking your crap. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Kurt wrote, it's been a few days since some freak decided to go on a shooting spree, and the left told you it was all your fault because this toad scribbled an incoherent series of idiot ramblings blaming people of other races and ethnicities for his total failure at life. No mystery about motive this time. The FBI was right on the case, and shame on you for drawing the obvious conclusion that this was because the administration felt this incident could be exploited for cheap political gain, except it hasn't worked the way they hoped. Their lies aren't cutting it anymore. Even when they carted Grandpa Badfinger out to the scene and got him running his fool mouth about the lies du jour. No more. They're so bummed that we aren't hanging our head in shame for what the consults, the morons manifesto, green fascist socialists who hate Fox News did. It was like the libs were sitting there, just waiting for some creep to go kill crazy, and they must have been frustrated lately that Team Tucker has never been behind any of the recent atrocities. Waukesha, the Brooklyn subway, the last few creeps who did this have been pretty much down with the CRT agenda, and that had to be disappointing to the Prague since their idiotic ideology made them useless for propaganda purposes. After all, the proper thing to do when innocent citizens are mowed down because of the color of their skin is, in the eyes of the left, to try to leverage the mayhem to disarm and disenfranchise normal people who had nothing to do with it. Kurt can be a little, he does a lot of symbolism. He's kind of what's the guy's name? Dennis Miller-esque in his approach to this stuff. But he's right. He says, the Democrats are more excited about this event than Jeffrey Toobin when he gets a Zoom call. The reference there is Toobin masturbated on camera or was caught doing that. I'm just giving you some context here. He says, no wonder President Krusty even found time in his busy schedule of Cornholio-esque tirades and Matlock marathons to go to Buffalo to distract people from issues like baby food shortages and $6 gas. Biden's flax claimed he wanted to grieve, but that's a lie, like everything else the glorified zombie says. He wanted to go claim that you did this thing that someone else did because you refused to submit to pinko domination. No more. We've seen this bull before, we're tired of it, and this time we responded better than we used to. See? Because we're decent people who are horrified by racist criminals instead of delighted at the chance to leverage them to support our ideology. We often reacted in the past by failing to aggressively push back in the wake of such tragedies. We considered it unseemly to argue as bodies were being hauled to the morgue and families were shattered with the news their loved ones had been slaughtered for the crime of being as God made them. Well, it's still unseemly, but better unseemly than serfs. Our impulse to be kind and polite became a cudgel in the hands of our political opponents, who showed no hesitation in using killings that our ideology had nothing to do with to shame us into silence and acquiescence in our own oppression. Remember all those Republican polls who suddenly embrace common sense gun control after some freak used a gun on people who often were not allowed to have guns to protect themselves? No more. The narrative manipulation that followed the killing by this nameless scuzz, never give these scumbags their jolly by repeating their names in public, except on the day they are sentenced, as they would be in civilized states that punish criminals to die, did not inspire surrender and self-doubt among conservatives. The big lie, the big lib lie, was that somehow because Tucker Carlson cited the Democrats crowing about how they intended to import millions of foreigners into America to swing the demographics to what they thought would be more dim favorable groups, Fox News was responsible for this massacre. It's morally illiterate and just plain stupid, but once upon a time, these gambits worked. No more. This time, there was no sissy con reticence about fighting back to get the truth out. Immediately, conservatives read this illiterate, stupid manifesto and found that not only did it have nothing to do with Tucker Carlson, but it included some sort of reference to Fox News as a Jewish conspiracy. That's not the kind of thing a Fox fan scribbles in his dumb dream journal. Moreover, the mutant jerk embraced some neo-Nazi Ukrainian militia. Wait, aren't cons supposed to be in love with Putin? Can't the left settle on a consistent lie? I'm going to stop there for just a second and just put it into Kevin speak. What Schleister's saying is, you've had enough. You know the game. It's rinse and repeat. So what I say to people is, now that you're finally getting the backbone and you're standing up for yourselves, how about you go a step further? How about you push back? How about you let these people know it is not going to work? And then here's something that is revolutionary. Let's start implementing policies and procedures and practices that make sure that we don't have to fight this again. See, that's what I keep arguing about with the conservative movement. I was having a conversation with a woman's group. And I said to him, okay, great. You've got this national group of women. What have you done? What have you done to protect conservative women's rights? The homeschooling moms, moms that believe in supporting their men and, you know, whatever, the traditional role of marriage, biblical women, etc. What have you done to further the cause of women? Here's the other thing. What have you done to stop the idea that your man, a conservative man, is toxically masculine, full of rape culture, etc., that he's domineering you to vote the way you vote? What have you done to push back on that? What have you done to push back on the cause of racism if you happen to be white? What have you done? I said, give me something that you can tell me you've pushed back on and you're winning. And I'll tell you, yeah, great, phenomenal organization. Because if you can't do that, then shame on you. Now, the closest we've come to it is the pushback in academia with all this sexualization of our kids. But we're not pushing back hard enough. And we're not solving the problems. I would make Democrats never, ever again call me a racist or a misogynist or a xenophobe or a homophobe. That's the type of things that we should be doing as a group. Now, when you're ready to do that, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, get signed up, get in the game. We'll put you in the game.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The old Disinformation Governance Board, the DGB. Akin to the KGB, the old former Russian KGB. It's having a few problems. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We give real information here. And here's why I can tell you it's great information. Because it's my opinions of whatever's happening in the news, and it maybe sparks some action on your part. So that's why I know it's good. Because I'm not telling you what to think. I'm not even trying to nudge you in any direction. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, even better. Go do your research. If you want to confront me, call us at 844-551-8255. Send me a text message. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of me. And we can discuss it. And you know what's cool about us? We will discuss it. We will agree to disagree. Or sometimes one of us will figure out that we agree more with the other. Who knows? But we'll still be friends out of it. Leftists can't do that. You want to know why? Because they aren't programmed for it. They have, they're like little reptiles. They have one thought. It's what they've been told. They are in a, the muck and the mire. And it takes us to get them out of it. So when you talk about disinformation, the first thing I say is, so the king of disinformation, a government that focuses, that does nothing except give fake data, fake this, is going to put in a disinformation governor's board? Yeah, right. And you know what? You push back so hard that the DGB is in trouble. I'll get more into that in just a bit. But here's what cracked me up. This story came out of the Free Beacon, and here's what they said. Senate Democrats abruptly canceled a hearing at which Biden's new disinformation czar, Nina Jankowicz, was expected to testify. A decision made after embarrassing videos posted by the self-proclaimed Mary Poppins of disinformation sparked a political firestorm. She called herself the Mary Poppins of disinformation. Senate Democrats plan to hold a May 10 meeting, or hearing rather, on disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation. Just a couple of weeks after Biden tapped Jankowicz to head his administration's newly created Disinformation Governance Board. Democrat leaders were reluctant to have Jankowicz face Republican questioning, however, prompting them to nix the hearing, three Senate offices told the Washington Free Beacon. They yanked it when the entire disinformation board blew up, one senior aide told the Free Beacon. They realized there's no way they could reschedule without Nina Jankowicz being called to testify. Now, why? What is her problem? Why wouldn't they want her there? If you're going to be the head of some new board, which, by the way, I don't even think should be in office, it's expansion of government for something that government is not good at. Government is in the is a group of professional liars. Now, people can get upset about that. Or, well, Kevin, why are you trying? You know, no, government is a group of professional liars. That's what they do. That's why you cannot sue the government for lying to you. I mean, think about that. Somebody else lies or, you know, it promises something and doesn't deliver. You have recourse. The only recourse you have is to vote the people out. That's it. I mean, if we're in a contract and somebody, look, I don't even need to go into it. The point is, government are professional liars. I think most of you would agree. So the professional liars want to set up an agency that supposedly keeps you from getting to, you know, from being exposed to the lies. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. It says the Senate's Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee had the hearing scheduled since April, but the optics of the hearing in light of Jankowicz's negative press led to its abrupt cancellation. Such hearings, they write, this guy writes, are normally sleepy events on Capitol Hill, but the controversy surrounding Jankowicz would have made the hearing a spectacle. What's the controversy? You set up an office, you say, here's my office, here's the person I want to put in charge of it, now come face the music. Democrats can't do it. They said that the hearing would have been an opportunity for Republicans to question not only Jankowicz, but also the creation of the board in the first place. The administration has refused to answer questions about its decision to give the disinformation post to Jankowicz, who has drawn criticism by falsely labeling Hunter Biden's laptop Russian influence op, and for her flamboyant TikTok videos. I saw one. She's actually got a good voice. She would be great on Broadway. She is an actress, a wannabe Tony Award-winning Broadway star who I don't even know why Biden picked her, which, by the way, that doesn't preclude her. I mean, she's multi-talented. That's fantastic. But if you listen to what she says, you have to wonder, why did they pick her in the first place? They go on to write this. Canceling Senate hearings on short notice is out of the ordinary and typically does not happen unless a witness or expert falls ill or has a last minute scheduling conflict. The disinformation hearing, according to multiple Senate offices, had been scheduled, as I mentioned earlier, for April the 10th, and they had planned it since early April. The committee is helmed by Senator Gary Peers of Michigan, who also chairs a Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, in other words, a fundraising arm for the Democrats. He says, and their task is to maintain the Senate majority. Aides speculated the event was canceled to insulate vulnerable Democrats from the political blowback of the disinformation board. Now, I'm about to go into more detail about this in the next segment because I don't have time now. But political blowback, that's putting it mildly. Why is there political blowback of a disinformation board set up by a bunch of scoundrels, scumbags, and skanks? It's because of you. You and what I said in the first segment, what Kurt Schlichter wrote, no more. No more are you going to lie to us about Hunter Biden, the big guy. No more are you going to lie to us about vaccine effectiveness and the number of people who are getting hurt or getting killed. No more are you going to lie to us about lockdowns because it's for the greater good with Wu flu nonsense. No more are you going to lie to us about policy decisions that have sinister things hidden in there where you want the World Health Organization to be able to shut us down or the UN to be able to come in and unilaterally rule American citizens. And I could go on. People are waking up. And the Democrats are so afraid, and they better be. People are waking up to the big cheat. We're talking about 2,000 mules on our side, but here's what I tell people. When are you going to start getting them to talk about it? Well, MSNBC, for the first time in days, weeks, mentioned Hunter Biden's scandal. We'll talk more about that later.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is preparing to lift Title 42 authority on Monday.
Title 42 is a Trump-era policy that allows for the United States to deport illegal immigrants who came from a country where a rapid disease is spreading. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick warns a number of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States will only get worse.
We're already on pace for 2.5 to 3 million coming in now. If he repeals Title 42, you're talking about as many people coming in this first term of the Biden administration, more people coming here illegally that we apprehend than live in New York City, and almost twice as the city of Houston.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland says last weekend's deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket was a racially motivated hate crime. USA Radio News. Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving 2 people dead and 7 injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden and the Democrats got a lot on their hands today. Stock market has been wiped out. Hope you're not in the market. You probably are. Whatever gains you had, they've been wiped out. Most of us, we can forego it. Maybe you got a little bit more extra value in your house, but that's only temporary because if you sell it and you take that money out, you can't go buy the same house for the same money. You're going to have to move farther out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. The Democrats have all kinds of problems facing them. The scandals that are brewing, the monetary situation in America, the financial situation, the economic situation is atrocious. They try to put spin on it. Yeah, they got a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, but it is not going to work. You're going to get infected, they're going to cut off the limb, or you're going to die. Using that as a metaphor. This is ugly. So the disinformation, and I'm going back to this thing we just talked about earlier in the previous segment. The Democrats are afraid of this disinformation thing because they focus on it. That is their only way for them to win. So they cancel the disinformation, a meeting they were supposed to have as to why is this board being formed and why did you put Jankiewicz in control of it? And at least one Democrat who has a tough re-election cycle, they were referring to Senator Maggie Hassan. They're like, look, let's just leave this alone. We have the potential to lose the Senate. They will, trust me. They're losing the Senate. And so they're like, we got to get rid of this. Now, look, my take on this disinformation governance board, the DGB, as I said earlier, is essentially the equivalent to Russia's KGB. And the optics of this obvious hypocrisy by the Biden administration has caused them to run like scalded dogs from the notion of even having this thing. You have a guy who built his career on lies, and they have the nerve to say, we're going to set up a lie detector agency, a fact-checking agency or whatever. And they said, oh, no, well, we should have done this anyway because this is what we need to be doing against the Russians. Let me tell you something. I trust Putin's information more than I trust his government's. And people will think I'm joking about it. I'm not. I trust the Russians to give me more honest information than I do our own media and this government. And I know I'm not alone. Don't try to make it like Kevin Jackson got on that fence post by himself, the little turtle man. No, you believe it too. Many of you do. You don't trust this government and this media as far as you can throw it. And you know you would be right. Now think about that. We got Russians who have been the mortal enemy since I was a kid. Russia has been our mortal enemy, and I, this day, trust Russian television. They used to have RT. I don't know if they still have Russian television. And Russian media more than I trust the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Washington Post, and many others. More than I trust anything that comes out of the mouths of persons on CNN or MSNBC and half of Fox. How pathetic is that? A country that goes, look, I know spin. I know it when I see it. Look at what happened with this shooting. A shooting of a crazed white boy that went to shoot black folks. And instead of us focusing on the tragedy, it's all politicized. They want to take guns away from honest citizens. I'm not writing any manifestos. I bet you aren't either. I bet you aren't even thinking about harming another person of any color. If I'm going to harm anybody right now, it's going to be my youngest son, because that boy is getting on my nerves. But other than that, and I'm not going to harm him, you know, other than fatherly love, but you get what I'm saying. I have so many things closer to me to be concerned about. Why am I thinking about harming somebody? Well, he wrote a manifesto. I don't care. He's a crazy nutsack. What else do you need to know? Oh, he's symptomatic of what's going on in America with white supremacy and all that. Yes, says the racist who sells whites, who sells black ethnocentric racism. When you hear something like that, know this. That is a person who is making money off of keeping us divided as a country. Anyway, these media lapdogs, Joe Biden, they're the kings of misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, whatever you want to call it. And they are embarrassingly having to abandon the idea. Setting up that stupid board was desperation on their part. And now, because it backfired the same way the MAGA king did in Ultra MAGA, they got, oh, we got to back out. We don't know. Ooh, don't say that anymore. Here's Jean-Pierre, the new spokesperson for Biden. By the way, horrible, horrible. Will she come into her own? I don't know. But she's absolutely atrocious. Talk about affirmative action. They went, okay, how can we really be woke? Let's get a gay black woman. Let's do it. And probably an immigrant, because he seems like she's Haitian. Katrine Jean-Pierre. But, oh my God, she's horrible. But anyway, here's what she's talking about on the disinformation group. What do they call it? Governance Board. Disinformation Governance Board. The DGB.
DHS said today that they'll be causing the Disinformation Governance Board. Did the White House play a role at all in perhaps expressing frustration on how it was rolled out, or express any involvement in how, whether or not it should be paused? And then also some experts have said that it was sort of set up to fail the way it was rolled out. Do you have a response to that?
So the board has never convened. It never convened, and the board is pausing in the sense that it will not convene while former Secretary Chertoff and former Deputy AG Gorelick do their assessment. But the departments work across several administrations to address disinformation that threatens the security of our country is critical, and that will indeed continue. And again, neither Nina Jankovic nor the board have anything to do with the censorship or with removing content from anywhere. Their role is to ensure that national security officials are updated on how misinformation is affecting the threat environment. She has strong credentials and a history of calling out misinformation from both the left and the right, and that's our focus.
Does the White House play a role at all in whether it should be paused or what should happen with the board?
No. First of all, like I said, this is what's happening. There is a pause. We did not have an involvement in this at all.
It was a horrible press conference. Katrine Jean-Pierre, she was looking at notes the whole time, just reading notes. You could hear what she said. And here's one of the things that she said, the statements that caught me. The departments work across several administrations. What is she saying? That all these... I think what she's trying to say is that every administration has had this, and that all they were doing is taking the various departments of multiple administrations that have been set up for, you know, over time, and they would all fight against this so-called disinformation. But in a nutshell, it's essentially the Biden administration admitting that it failed. Admitting that, no, we didn't have anything to do with it. They have to walk it back because it's so bad. And now their disinformation, this is what cracks me up. They literally had a meeting where this lady fed you nothing but disinformation. No, we didn't have anything to do with it. You established it. Can it be any more blatant? I know it sounds like a broken record, me trying to explain this, but I'm hoping that you guys understand this is something Biden set up, and he will lie to your face. Go, no, we didn't have anything to do with disbanding it. Well, who did? Whose government is it? Was it George Soros that shut it down? Neither Nina Jankowicz nor the board have anything to do with censorship or with removing content from anywhere. Their role is to ensure that national security officials are updated on how misinformation is affecting the environment. So in other words, they're the fact checkers. And she also claims that Nina Jankowicz is completely nonpartisan or bipartisan in her efforts. One or the other, take your pick. She looks at misinformation on the left and misinformation on the right. The only problem they have is they can't find the evidence to show that. Again, I give you misinformation, disinformation, malinformation. So the reason why this is exploding in their faces and they're walking it back is because it was a political turd. This thing, this thing blew up in the faces of the left like you wouldn't believe. Now, I don't know who's the strategist for the Democrats, but why would you do this? Why would you try to sell this? You've got a guy who is the biggest liar in the history of politics. Document it. Right now, he's embroiled in some of the biggest scandals that will ever be known. Seriously. And you want America to believe that this is the man who should be determining misinformation?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Oh man, I gotta tell you, highest turnout in two decades in the Pennsylvania primary. And Trump lost one of the races there. Well, one of the early races in another area. I think it was Iowa, was it? And I don't know what's going on with Oz and this other guy. Who knows? But either way, it's a blemish for Trump because his endorsement should have easily made, what was his name, Emmett Oz, should have easily gotten Dr. Oz over the hump, but it didn't do it. Welcome back, folks. Close race, going to be some close races. There is a definite divide between the Republicans. I think of it as the Trumplicans versus the Rhinos. And I told you guys earlier, a little inside baseball, McConnell made the statement. I know this for a fact. This is 100% certainty that of Donald Trump's 55 victories, 38 of them were going to happen. His endorsement did nothing. They were going to happen. Probably true. That leaves 17 races where it did matter. Well, now, McConnell was trying to be, you know, coy about it, like, oh, he's not impacting things that much. But he is. 17 races. Let me ask you, do you think that Mitch McConnell could run anywhere in the country and people go, oh, man, I'm so glad Mitch McConnell came in and he's running? The short answer is, of course not. In as much as Joe Biden helps any campaign or Kamala Harris helps any campaign, who wants a campaign with Pelosi? Who wants a campaign with Schumer? On the Republican side, who wants to campaign with Kevin McCarthy? Anybody? Of course not. Who wants to campaign with who's our Senate? McConnell. I already said it. So the point is that we don't have anybody outside of Trump and maybe DeSantis who people want to campaign with. So the Republicans don't have Republicans. They have Trumplicans who people want to campaign with. The Democrats have nobody. They don't have an outsider that's coming in to say, I'm going to clean things up, like, say, a Tulsi Gabbard, nor do they have anybody internal. So what is it with this divide? Is this divide the thing that's going to is this going to be the undoing of the Republican Party? Because that's what people want to know. Kevin, you know, man, those just infighting and all that. I don't have a straight answer for you in terms of I have my answer. And the short answer is no. Not going to impact this. Because for the first time in a long time, I think Republicans are smart enough to say, if I got to bite the bullet in order to keep the Democrat out, I'm willing to do it. I predict we win both the House and the Senate. I think most people on our side believe that. We're going to win them both. So we'll see. I'm going to move on because we have a lot to talk about. I don't have a lot of time to talk about it. You know, we had gone through this thing about abortion and the Roe decision. And it's wrong. There's so many things on so many levels that make this thing wrong. Not the decision. The decision was fine. The Supreme Court said, we're not going to, it's not for us to rule on. It's a states' rights issue. And the Democrats did what was predictably what they would do, which is threaten the lives of SCOTUS justices. And then Democrat leadership did what it was supposed to do, which is allow people to threaten the lives of Supreme Court justices for intimidation factors. And I think that it's probably backfired on them in the long term. Because I'm going to tell you something. If they had made the decision the other way, which it had been like that forever, I think the pro-life crowd would have just said, let's pray about it. Let's think about it. Let's figure out, you know, what do we have to do to get people to think about a baby in whatever form as a human and so on and so forth. But we wouldn't have been picketing in front of Supreme Court justices' houses. And I can tell you why. Because if we had, we would have been arrested, treated like war criminals, and never seen again more than likely. We wouldn't have done it. And we wouldn't have done it because we would have looked at it as this isn't something that we need to change as we who do we elect that puts these Supreme Court justices in place? Roberts has been a horrible choice, selected by George W. Bush. Simple as that. A rhino, and he selects a rhino judge that we fought for. And not only was Rogers selected as judge, they wanted him to be chief justice. As far as I'm concerned, this is Comey leading the FBI. Same outcome. Anyway, let me get back to Schumer. Schumer actually said this. Abortion is essential. Essential. Essential to what? I'm not sure. He's going to argue it's essential to the mother's choice. It's essential to the mother's right to her own life. It's an essential thing for any woman that just decides because of, you know, and I'm splitting hairs here because I'm not talking about for her life, but just her quality of life. She'd be able to kill a baby whenever they want. And that's what's got all these people so upset. And for Chuck Schumer to stand in front of a camera and say to Americans, and particularly Black America, abortion is essential. Man, I want him to finish that sentence. Essential to what? Essential to showing us that we are not a nation of compassion? I mean, look, I'm not trying to get all moral on the idea of abortion. You guys know my stance. I cannot tell a woman what to do with her body. But to tell me it's essential? Sorry, I don't believe that killing people is essential. I want you to understand the level. See, we think about criminals. Let's say if somebody walked up and shot you, we would talk about that criminal. We would go, man, that is the most horrific thing. But when we're talking about a baby dying, it's like peeling off some skin off of your face if you've got dermatitis, you know, some sort of dermatological condition, psoriasis. You just look like, whoop, got that flake off. What happens? We're talking about criminals that walk up, kill people in cold blood, and we describe them as, man, they are heartless, that's cruel, whatever, whatever. And a girl can have 4 abortions. And people's, well, it's none of your business. And what are you talking about? And you're all sanctimonious, you Bible thumper. You know, whatever else they want to say about me or you. I just find it very interesting that these people are so easy to dismiss this type of murder. And oh, by the way, the guy that does come up and shoot somebody willy-nilly over $5 in a dice game, they want to save that person for even more irony. I don't know. I want to do these seminars called Dispelling Political Myths. And I want to cover these types of topics that are sensitive in certain ways, but not overly so. I want to cover these topics. I want people to have to be confronted with the idea of what I just said. If a guy walks up and shoots you point blank in the head versus a woman that decides, you know what, I don't like the dude I'm with, I'm going to go have an abortion, which is worse? Do you think that the Bible really cares one murder from the other? I'm not saying, again, I'm not telling you yes or no. I'm just saying it's food for thought. Is a lie just a lie? Does this dress make me look fat? No, not really. If I'm lying, is it a worse lie than if I don't tell you that I killed somebody? I ran over somebody in my car. Maybe I didn't get caught. Are there degrees? Because I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't seem the Democrats, if I had to measure on degrees, degrees of heightened awareness or what have you, Democrats really take the cake. I don't think I've met a more ruthless group of people. And this is why I told that story the other day about the girl I saw, the depiction of a person have this personality disorder where they can't feel things. And I equated that to being a leftist. You have to not be able to feel in order to rationalize what they do. You have to be able. You have to push things out and say, no, I'm not gonna. I've got to push this away because if I feel it, I can't do it. Like, how do you rip off old people? As an example, I couldn't do it. I remember one time I was walking through a mall, and I had probably about $500-600 in my pocket. And I reached in my pocket to get something, and it fell out. And luckily, I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And I walked about 15 feet, and I saw this brother just sitting in a chair in the middle of the mall, and he didn't do anything. And then I looked back, and there was my money. And he was waiting for me to go, and I was thinking to myself, why wouldn't he stop at me and say, hey, man, hey, dude, you dropped that money? But he didn't do it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.